Question. While listening to satsang, people are also writing the divine name such as Ram, Ram, and some are also doing japa with beads. I wonder how they are able to do two things simultaneously. Is there greater gain in doing so or not? Swamiji, if while sitting to listen to satsang and at the same time you are also doing japa, then will you be able to listen? One cannot do two things well at the same time. Attention will only be on one thing. There is nothing wrong if it happens automatically. That is, on its own the divine name repetition japa starts. But to listen, to hear attentively, where the attention is only on listening continuously with no gaps or intervals, listening single-pointedly, listening with an unbroken flow like the continuous pouring of oil, tel dharavat, is an art. You have asked me this question and reminded me of things, therefore I am telling you, yes, there is a definite art to listening. If you listen in that manner, you will have immense gains. After studying for many years, one person said, I finally learned to study. He said, look at the teacher with great attention, watch the eyes and listen. Doing so, the essence of what is being said will get absorbed in. Many ask questions and you can see there is no desire to listen. At the very minimum, after asking, do not be stuck in your own thoughts. You will be either able to listen to satsang or do japa, not both. Pay attention. If you pay attention, you will be only able to hear one thing. You will not be able to hear the vigor of Gangaji's flow in the background, or the wind blowing, or anything else for that matter. Your mind will not be on anything else. If you pay attention to your breath or anything else, how can you truly be listening attentively? Do you not get time to write the divine name in your homes? It seems that you are here and doing nothing else. Might as well be busy in writing the divine name, thinking this time is useless, extra, and rather dispensable. Faltu. Deep within you are of the impression that this time is simply being wasted. If you have the attitude, how can you gain anything from satsang? Sincere listeners even know what is going to come next in these discourses because they have been listening for many years and have been very attentive. New persons cannot grasp quickly, but listening attentively, he will be able to gain knowledge very quickly. Therefore, whatever work you are doing, do it engaging fully in it. If a man does a single task attentively and does that work alone, then he will acquire the same discipline in his spiritual practice, in his sadhana. And when he meditates, then too it will be single-pointed and his mind will very quickly become engaged in God. Whatever work you do, give attention to that alone. That way, your habits will improve and whatever you do will be with perfect concentration and interest. It is pride that often makes one say, I cannot do it. A lifetime goes by and I have often seen that mothers have not even learned how to serve food, let alone cooking. They overserve and end up with overweight children. Therefore, it is my sincere request to you to be attentive to whatever you do. Any work, whether it be reading or listening or talking or writing or any other task, many complain that we cannot do this or that. Here, try this simple exercise and see for yourself how quickly you can engage your mind. Sit silently and with only your mind, that is, No use of beads, mala, no loud counting. Do japa. Divine name repetition, silently. Ram, 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 Ram. Until you do one mala, 108 times, counting silently only within. If the mind wanders in between, stop and start all over again. Try to see if you can do just one mala, that is 108 beads. Try it. From Vishesh Pravachan, number 408, Art of Listening to Satsang, in Hindi, by Swami Ram Sukhdas Ji.